Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything But Relevant. I am your master host, Alex Jenkins, and we have a special show today because I have two very good-looking gentlemen joining me today, Jeff Morgan and John Hiller.
Yay.
Both, they're across the country. And we're going to discuss a little bit about our roommate adventures. I was roommates with both of them, but let's take a second. John, why don't you tell us about yourself, where you're at, what you're doing?
Right now I'm down in the South Florida in Fort Lauderdale. I'm managing a group of technicians installing security systems for the summer. That's what I'm doing.
That sounds really fun.
Yep.
That's it? That's all that's going on in your life?
Well, right now, I mean, living the single life and me and the dog.
You hear that, ladies? He's single and he has a dog. So Jefferson Morgan.
Yes.
Where are you?
I am living in Omaha, Nebraska right now, which
gross
is not as great as it sounds.
It's Nebraska.
Not great at all.
But you've been all over the country in the last few years.
Yeah, I was living in Utah originally, where I was living with Alex for a little while. And then I moved to Florida. I moved around Florida a little bit. Now I'm in Omaha for another month. And I'm headed to Maine for the summer and then Portland, Oregon in the fall. I'm working for an organization named Outward Bound, and I lead wilderness expeditions.
And I don't envy you because I really enjoy having a shower.
Yeah.
And technology.
I smell when I am working.
You smelled when we lived together, too.
Okay, well, I maybe don't shower that often.
Wow, Jeff's intro makes me look like my life sucks.
Well, with summer sales, I feel like you're kind of limited because you guys work like, what, 193,000 hours a week? Is that about right?
Yeah, plus or minus, you know, but...
Right. Yeah, you guys don't have a life outside installing, and I feel like...
Yeah, pretty much Sundays are our only day off, and then like every morning between, you know, whenever you wake up and noon is like the only free time we get.
Are you doing satellite? Is that what you're selling? Or
no, I work for Vivint, so the home security company. So they do security and home automation. It's pretty cool.
Vivint's the best.
It is. You take that back.
So we decided that we wanted to get together and talk about our horrible roommate experiences, not with each other, because I think I liked both of you guys. I'm not sure if you liked me.
Oh, we did.
Don't answer that.
Well, you hated me in the beginning.
We talked about that. You stole my parking spot.
Yeah, because our roommate said that I could have it. But you would, like, glare at me, and I was afraid that you might kill me in my sleep.
Well, I was not happy with you.
No, you weren't.
Well, I guess, Jeff, both of you and I have the same comparison of Alex wanting to kill us both in our sleeves. But
it's true.
No, when Alex first moved in, he was pretty quiet. I think Alex got introduced to me by a girl in my ward. That's how he came to live with me.
In the awesome house that... Was it a house or was it a shack? Jeff, you saw it, too.
Was that the one in, like...
In Murray? There's, like, a huge field next to it? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
may have met you then, actually, because I stopped by a few times, and I met a roommate. I also saw the scary basement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rape basement.
The dungeon that Alex and I wanted to make into a game room. Or was that you, or was that a different roommate? I can't remember.
It was me, but there was no room down there at all.
Yeah. I think I
went back... Huh?
I said, I think I fell down those stairs like twice. Because it's like
literally was a doozy.
Yeah, it was a 3-foot drop off. Awesome.
So, is there a... We'll start with John. Is there a story off the top of your head of a specific roommate that just was nasty gross?
You know, there's two of them. We both know the one, the big guy. We'll call him Mr. B. he was kind of like, listen to your podcast before. I think you've mentioned it before of how he was kind of like the friend that you had around when you're at church, and we considered him the guy you don't want to have around when you want to meet a girl.
But it's true.
I mean, he was, you know, he was a cool guy. He was fun to be around at home part of the time. But he was always, you know, seemed like he was kind of like a mooch. He's never really cleaned up after himself, and
no, he did not.
No. And well, he enjoyed
walking. He showered too. That was nice.
That is true. He did walk around the house almost fully naked the entire time.
It's true, and it wasn't a pleasant experience.
No.
Yeah, but you missed out on the best part, because were you gone when the toilet plugger was up and coming?
Is that when I went up to Oregon? Is that when T-Bone moved in? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, first, he was a big guy. I mean, he was one of the biggest guys I've ever seen. But I've never met anybody that plugged the toilet as much as he did.
Or as fast.
Yeah. But it's not like our toilet was any good. The toilet was pretty crappy.
Bing bong. Wow.
But I was in my bedroom, and he's like, hey, the toilet's plugged, but I got to go to work, so I'll fix it later. And I was like, what? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
So I go in there, and it's just topped off with just brown water.
Oh, wow.
And he was gone for like 7 hours. Luckily, I had stuff to do that day, but I came back, and he's like, oh, I'm going to try and clean this out, and we snaked it and plunged it, and nothing was working. So he uses one of the nice Tupperware bowls and dips it in the toilet and then carries it through the living room and hallway and then dumps it in the front lawn, and that's how he emptied the toilet.
That's disgusting.
That Tupperware, when I went back a couple weeks ago, is still there.
Ew.
Well, see, this is a guy, like, if he wasn't at work for, you know, for 7 hours a day, he was usually playing on his PlayStation for 7 hours a day. Straight.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, he put my gaming marathons to shame.
Jeff, do you remember when we had a Facebook night with our other roommate?
The night that we decided that you were Sasquatch?
Yes. That was the night that I may or may not have had clothes on for a little bit.
Well, you are hairy enough, Alex.
It's true.
That's how it started.
I still have that file.
Yeah, I do too. Hard.
It was like, what, 40-something pages?
Yeah, it was gigantic.
We sat, like, we were all in a doorway within 5 to 10 feet of each other. But then we had a Facebook conversation on the other roommate's, like, just a thread of posts is all it was. And then our fourth, wasn't the other roommate's girlfriend involved too?
Was it, I don't know if we had a fourth roommate at that point.
But wasn't there like a, didn't Blondie get in on this conversation?
Oh yeah, a little bit. And I think we maybe offended her. Which we did a lot. I mean, she called us out. Well, okay, she would get offended, and then her boyfriend, who's our roommate, would get mad at us a lot.
But then he would say stuff that was more offensive than what we would say.
Yeah. It's so weird. But yeah, I know we ended up, like, talking on Facebook, like, Facebook chat for probably 3 or 4 hours about the most ridiculous stuff, and at one point, I know... So right before I moved in, my best friend Liz and I went to Walmart, and she bought me some Batman underwear. And at one point, I think I came out in my Batman underwear, and then a few minutes later, Alex is naked.
I went up to
the house. As Sasquatch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we started the Sasquatch Eating Kittens Foundation.
Sasquatch Don't Eat Our Kittens Anymore Foundation.
Yeah, because Sasquatch... If many of you out there in Radioland don't know, Sasquatch are known for eating small kittens, and we need to put a stop to this.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, awareness is the first step.
It's a 12-step program.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then that fourth roommate, remember what he did when he first moved in?
He stayed up all night and pinched his room. That one?
Yep. Did he have insomnia?
No, he, okay, so I've known that roommate, let's see, by that point I had known him for I think 5 years, and I'd lived with him previously for a few months as missionaries, and then for about a year as just roommates, and he just, like, he gets these ideas in his head, and then just stays up all night doing whatever he thinks he needs to do. And so, like, I remember the first time we lived together, not as companions, but as just roommates. Like, he found a video game one night and stayed up and played it for 16 hours so that he could finish it.
Oh my
And
gosh.
then another time, he, like, pulled up all the carpet around the edge of the room so that he could hide wires so that he could have this awesome surround sound for our, like, really trashy apartment. And, like, he just stays up all night and does these projects, and it's so foreign to me to do that.
Yeah. John, your video game nights weren't that long, were they?
No, I just had that one back here in December where my buddies played, we played till like 6 o'clock in the morning. But like when we lived together, like I don't know, I hardly played. The thing we,
I can't do that.
yeah, I think the longest we played is when like me, you, and Arland and everyone came over. Oh, sorry, name,
It's
but
all right.
he wasn't a roommate, so I guess we can just say that. But oh yeah, also. When I got back from the summer cells from the Oregon trip, and T-Bone moved out because he had stayed in my room, I didn't sleep in that because he had been sleeping in my bed,
Oh
and so I didn't sleep in my bed. I actually threw my bed away
They were
because
having
of
sexual encounters on that.
nasty
Whoa.
horror stories that I heard from
Right.
Alex when I got home.
I'm pretty sure a blacklight would have brought up a few things too.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a mini city, like living in my bed, probably.
Ew.
A
Oh, the stories of that house.
we'll call this the Blacklight Metropolis, but oh man.
Yeah, I once had a roommate that he would either shower like 2 or 3 times a day, or he would go 4 days without showering.
Are you talking about me?
No, this was when I was living
Okay.
on campus housing.
It's
Although,
funny.
Jeff, you did sometimes go without showering.
Yep.
And the best was when you didn't shower after you ate that box of Twinkies.
Oh,
That's the story of my life.
wow.
Do you still eat Twinkies?
Not very often. No. But so the other day I was eating dinner on my front porch because that's what I do. I don't know. And
Makes sense.
A truck drove by, and like the little Easter, the peeps, like the little bunnies or whatever.
Oh, gross.
I know they're really gross, but they flew out of the back of a truck and landed in my yard. And so I waited for like 10 minutes to see if they're gonna come get it, and they didn't, so I ate them all.
Oh my gosh. I
Which is
am.
not very different from like when I ate a box of 10 Twinkies in like 10 minutes, or the Girl Scout cookies. Or the
Oh
peanut
my.
butter cups.
See, I can justify the Girl Scout cookies, but Twinkies and
Yeah.
Peeps? Ugh.
I know. It's gross that I do that regularly.
Well, and you
I'm
know.
not. It's amazing that I'm not giant, actually.
Yeah, you really didn't. You're not as. I think people would picture you differently
Differently
than
than
what
what
you
you
actually
actually
look
look like.
like.
Yeah. Yes. I know. I sound like I'm like this giant guy. I'm 5'9" and 160 pounds.
Oh, speaking of which, I was looking up pictures for no-bake cookies because you would also make those all the time,
Yes,
and
and eat a lot of
I would
them.
eat most of them.
Yeah.
But as I looked up no-bake cookies, I found deviled eggs, and I remember the time that you made crappy deviled eggs.
You ruined them. You're the one that was like, let's put more salt in this. Let's put garlic salt in this. And I said, no, that's going to make it gross. And you ruined it.
We have so
So
different
different
stories
stories
of
of
how
how
that
that
actually
actually
happened.
happened.
Don't we all, Alex?
I'm always right.
Except for when you're wrong.
Which then you just don't say anything.
That's true. Oh, Jeff, did Alex ever tell you about when we had a roommate store his motorcycle in the kitchen?
No.
Yeah, that's going back to Mr. B. So we like when Alex and I lived together, it was me and him, and then we had Peter Priesthood and Mr. B. So it was like a clash of interests in the entire home. So, except for that one time, so Peter Priesthood had a. So I had just got back from New York, and Peter Priesthood had a girlfriend who was pretty attractive, and they hid Mr. B's clothes in the freezer while he was in the shower. That was probably like the best moment I've kind of seen against, you know, against him. But do you remember that, Alex?
Yeah,
that was great.
And then he kept like 4 spare tires in the house too.
Yep.
Which I never understood that.
And then a huge pile of clothes, like a couple piles of clothes in the back.
Yeah. And I went back there and it was like a night and day difference. It was amazing. But he got married for tax purposes, not because he was in love.
Yeah. We texted and we're like, so do you love her? He's like, is love what you do in the bed?
Yeah. Technically. I like to eat cookies in bed.
You do.
Yeah. What else?
So the motorcycle in the kitchen reminded me of when we kept the neighbor's... This sounds so creepy. We kept the neighbor's scooter at our kitchen for like a week because they left their toys in our yard and I was sick of it, so I took their toys away and kept them in our house. And I thought about throwing them into the road, but then I realized that would probably kill a child, so I didn't. But
remember how white trash that was? I also realized
how creepy it was that we had our neighbor's scooter in our front, like in our kitchen.
Yeah, I walk in and I just look down and I just think, what is this doing in here? We had a lot of white trash neighbors.
Yeah, we did. Our couch is still there, by the way. The couch that we didn't...
Shut up!
Left in the backyard. Last time I drove past there, it was still in the backyard.
When did you drive past?
I think when I was in Utah for, like, Christmas.
Oh, remember how our other roommate, he's like, it's the most comfortable couch ever. I love it. And then he just threw it outside in the rain and snow.
Dude, my couch got destroyed by T-Bone.
The one that was already gross?
Yeah, when it got even more gross.
They still have it. And
no, they don't.
You'd be glad to know that the 3 guys that live there, probably a combined weight of like 2 metric tons.
Well, that couch that I'm talking about was the one that I took when I moved out.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
That couch wasn't too bad. Although, it sunk in really low, and it wasn't good for my posture. Gotta have good posture, everybody.
Well, how else are you gonna get the ladies, Alex?
Through my big bank account. What did you guys think I was gonna say?
Heart.
That too. What else? I have so many stories. What do you guys got?
What other stories do you have from our place, Alex? Hopefully not tarnishing my good name.
I think the overall experience of that was just dreadful. I'm pretty sure I acquired syphilis and lice and scabies.
Wow.
From that. I mean, it was so dirty there. I mean, the heating vent, I can't remember the last time that was cleaned out.
Yeah. Remember when we knocked out the wall?
And built a closet? Or you built a closet?
I saw that.
You weren't too happy. Alex wasn't too happy about it. I'm like, look what I finished. He's like, why? He's like, I wanted to learn how to build things too.
Yeah. I didn't really get a help except destroying things, which that's kind of all that matters, really.
Yeah, I've never seen Alex smile so big as to when he got to punch a hole in the wall.
I actually did punch a hole in the wall there one time. I think in the door, actually.
Why?
It may or may not have to do with video games.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, you could tell if Alex was mad at a video game, because it echoed through the whole house. Usually by saying, son of a bee, or penis wrinkles.
I remember coming home and seeing, like, his, I don't know what it's called, the little headphones with the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, smashed.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, what happened? Like, I couldn't figure out, like, maybe somebody sat on it, and he's like, I got really pissed off, like, a game.
Nope, there was like 7 of us playing, and all of a sudden, I just like, I grabbed off my head and I against your coffee table in the middle and just shattered, and I heard my friend on the TV go, I think Alex got mad and broke his headset, and they just laughed, and I texted him, I was like, I broke my headset, and he's like, are you kidding me? You need to go see a therapist, because you get too angry.
It's funny because you get angry, but you like show no emotion towards anything. You're like, I'm upset. I am so angry right now.
Or if I'm happy, I'll say, I'm happy.
I'm happy. I mean, I guess that's why you have your mascot Eeyore in the room. I mean, he just kind of like explains your personality so much.
Speaking of Eeyore, do you remember who...
Can I tell the story about that?
Yes, please.
Because that's awesome. So, was it a graduation gift? Like, it was from your parents, I know that.
Yeah, they just bought it one time, that's all.
Because it, like, represented you, which is awesome. And so we had this new roommate, and I, like, he was really quiet, we didn't really know him too well. I think you knew him better than I did. And you got home, and... Eeyore is hanging from a light, like he killed himself.
he had tied some RCA cables around Eeyore's neck and then hung him from the light fixture. Oh, that should be the photo for this podcast. I'm gonna find that.
I really wish he had made a sign that said, "Thanks for bothering" or "Thanks for asking" or whatever it is.
Thanks,
Eeyore says.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing. Oh, that yeah, that was the. That was the roommate that I always pronounce his name wrong on purpose.
Yep. I love that you do that. That's also, I was just remembering when I had a kidney stone.
Oh, gosh.
And one roommate was, like, I woke up at, like, 2 or 3 in the morning in excruciating pain and trying to vomit and nothing would come out. That's gross. And I think I was the only one home, but you... and the other roommate got home at the same time, and you had been boating and were super sunburned, and the other roommate, I think, was stoned. And so I was like, how am I going to get to the hospital? I think between the three of us, we got me there, and it was, then I got morphine and passed out.
That
weekend.
The roommate that was high is the one that drove you, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we're not mentioning names in this podcast. Because, yeah, I was, like, lathering aloe vera all over my body because the drunk girlfriend I was dating at the time.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wait, which one, Alex?
Oh. Sad.
Just another one that wears, like, 2 inches of makeup.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh? I only slept with, like, 8 guys, but I still like you.
Wait, is that you or the girl saying that?
Well, I feel like we might need to make this a two-part series.
I'd be okay with that.
Because I think you guys might have more to say, but we're running low on time here. Yeah, is there anything else you guys want to spit out to the world?
No, I'm thinking, like, just as we talk, you know, just more stories are coming up.
Yeah. And I might just make a little list.
I think that might be a good idea. Because I kind of carry a pad with me. Not a maxi pad, but a writing pad.
Well, you do carry one of those, too.
Yeah, not anymore.
Wow.
So, yeah, this will be round one of awesome roommate experiences. I do have a couple, but I think you guys need to come up with something else. I know, Jeff, you got some with, we'll call the other roommate John as well. Yeah. Oh, I found the picture of Eeyore, so that'll be good.
Perfect.
So I guess if you guys got nothing else to say, make sure you guys check out the podcast. Jeff, don't you have a podcast too?
Yep, I just started one, and so... I think I'm going to post a new one either on Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, follow me. That's it.
Follow him, everybody. Send me the link. I'll post it on mine.
Okay.
And, yeah, I guess everyone enjoy the rest of your, what is it, Sunday? So that means the week's already over. Awesome.
Yep.
Shortest weekend ever. Yay. Again?
My weekend's only one day.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I won't complain too much.
I have 4-day weekends. And they still go by really fast.
Whatever, Jeff.
Whatever.
So we got John Hiller. He's single, ladies. Jeff Morgan. Maybe we can discuss that another time. And I'm Alex Jenkins. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you enjoyed your listen.
Bye.